Psalm 5, to the chief musician upon Nehiloth, a psalm of David. Give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. My voice shall thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulcher. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsel. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgression. For they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor will thou compass him as with a shield.
You noticed me but haven't chosen me. Guess I'm not the same old me. I'm who I'm supposed to be. How can we be our best and walk in our design purpose? I believe spiritual disciplines help us to build that foundation so we can be our best selves. As we build up our spirit, everything else in our lives gets better. It takes work, but I believe there are three keys right here in Psalms 5 that speaks to spiritual disciplines. Meditation, mornings, and mercies. Look, verse 1 says, give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation. Meditation is defined as extended thought or reflection. As you contemplate the words you are saying to God, I would ask you, what are you saying about yourself in the presence of God? When you are having your meditation time with God, I think it's important to contemplate, then recite who you are. David says, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. You should list things to say to yourself during your own meditations. I'm favored by God. I'm bold. I'm a visionary, etc. I am. During your meditation, speak what God has spoken to you. Secondly, verse 3 says, my voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. There's something to be said about doing your meditation in the AM. Before you start dealing with other people, try talking to God first. Because so many things can push their agenda on you. People, social media, TV. It's good to be affirmed in your own spiritual time before you face the world, because those forces may not affirm who you really are. Try connecting with God in the AM. You dig? Finally, in verse 7, David says, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercies. In your meditation time, it's important to have a posture that recognizes the mercies of God. An attitude of gratitude can help bring you into the presence of God. Things may not be going your way, or maybe it is, but if you can recognize that it could have been worse, you'll have a spirit of joy down inside of you that can't be taken away. Let's thank God for his mercy. Peace.